eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to episode number 105, being recorded on July 8th, 2007. Well, I'm currently sitting in Philadelphia, just outside the Ash Street Meeting House, and we're getting ready for our next workshop. I'm attending the Constitution Center workshop this next week on the American Revolution and the Constitution. And I just wanted to reflect a little bit on some of the activities from yesterday. Yesterday was our last day at the Gilder Learman Institute at Gettysburg College, and had a really unique opportunity to do something yesterday that will really stick with me for a while. As you know, if you've been listening to the previous podcast, we were in Gettysburg for about a week, and we did a lot of things on the battlefield. We were able to tour it several different days, and since we were there for about 5 or 6 days, I mean, I felt like I was really able to soak up quite a bit of the atmosphere and really get a handle on the battle and things like that. There were several of us that wanted to go out and do a walk on one of the mornings on Pickett's Charge, and time kind of was getting away from us, and Saturday was actually our last day. Basically, all we did on Saturday was eat breakfast and check out, and then everybody, you know, got their shuttle buses and planes and things like that. So four of us decided to get up yesterday morning, on Saturday morning, and walk Pickett's Charge. So there were four of us, Steve, Terry, Chris, and myself, two teachers from California, another teacher from Arizona, and myself, decided to get up early. We drove over there so that we got to the battlefield park right at 6 o'clock when they actually opened. And we parked the car in front of the Virginia Monument, or what many people refer to as the Lee Monument, on the Confederate side of where the charge started on the 3rd. And it was amazing when we got there because there was nobody else around, and the sun was just beginning to peek over the top of the trees on the top of the hill. And so the setting was perfect. There was like a light kind of a foggy haze type kind of just hovering over the ground, and it was perfectly quiet. The only thing we could really hear were the sounds of songbirds and different things in the trees. And then the big reenactment is taking place in Gettysburg this weekend, and if you stopped and listened really closely, you could actually hear some of the drums from Reveille several different, I don't know, maybe a couple miles away. So it's pretty incredible to have everything be completely still and then hear that drum beat kind of in the faint distance. So we took some pictures, and then we walked Pickett's Charge. And they have kind of a trail kind of mowed down a little bit so that you don't have to walk through the knee-high grass and prairie and things like that. But it's just, it was almost a surreal experience to be able to walk on Pickett's Charge. And I'm not really that much of an historian on Gettysburg. I mean, I've read a little bit about it, but I mean, the people that I was with had an amazing background. Terry's a reenactor and has been there several times. Chris is also a reenactor, and Terry knew a lot about the different aspects of the battle. So as we were walking Pickett's Charge, you know, we were just kind of talking about, like, at this point, what would have, you know, the volleys been like? What would have the artillery been like? What would have the cannons been like? And I really appreciated it as basically the novice of the four people there, and just soaked it in. I tried to take as many pictures and video as I could so that I can relate that back to my students, because it's really hard to picture kind of what, you know, what the geography looks like and things unless you can use pictures and some personal experiences. I personally, when I, you know, had read about Pickett's Charge, I thought that the elevation that the Union had, or the Federals had, was much higher. I mean, I almost pictured it as almost like being some type of like bluff that they were looking down upon. And in reality, it wasn't so much a bluff, it was more of just kind of a gradual incline. But I mean, the Federals had a definite advantage in being on higher elevation. So we walked Pickett's Charge and then walked back, and it was just an amazing, amazing experience. I'm really glad I did it. If you've ever been at a workshop for a week, you know, you get to that last day and it's kind of like, oh, I just want to sleep in a little bit and, you know, get my stuff together and pack and go. But I was really glad that I did this at Gettysburg, and it was a great experience to share with some of the other fellow teachers there. And if you're at Gettysburg, I would strongly encourage you to do that. The park actually opens up at 6, and for us, you know, on the 7th of July, that was right about as the sun began to look or peak right over the top of the trees. So a nice quiet walk at 6 o'clock, starting on the southern marker and then marching all the way up to where the federal markers are at, and then back is just a really good experience. And you know, you get this feeling as you're walking across of what it must have been like, you know, not only for the Confederates that are marching up, but also the federal soldiers, and what must have been going through their minds. So just wanted to share that experience from Gettysburg. I'm currently in Philadelphia. Today, I'm going to go up to Valley Forge and spend a little bit of time up there. We're going to try and also get to Washington's Crossing, and hopefully I'll be able to do some podcasting up there. But kind of about in the middle of my big two-week historical excursion here on the East Coast, and really looking forward to Philadelphia. Went around yesterday a little bit, and went a little bit over to Constitution Center, and did some things with the Liberty Bell at night and things like that. So great experience so far in Philadelphia. I hope to have some podcasts for you today. If you have any comments, maybe you've been to Gettysburg and you wanted to comment on a special memory yourself from Gettysburg, or any comments on the podcast, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, or if you're looking on the web, you can just go to our blog, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and you can leave a comment directly on the blog. So thanks for listening. From Philadelphia, this is Eric Linghorst signing off, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Linghorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.